Proclamation number 6932 of 1st of October, 1957. The bridge to me is Jesus Christ. I shed my blood for all of you who live in sin and wickedness, who still wear the earthly garment which is evidence of a state which is not my will and not my work but which was based on your own will and its execution. As human beings you are imperfect creatures, for you are dependent on a higher power, you are not free, powerful beings which can work without restriction, for you had forfeited your own freedom and strength, you had also given away the light of realization, you made yourselves wretched creatures and deluded thinking. And this is why you now walk the earth and have the opportunity to regain your once blissful and perfect state again. Because my greater than great love and mercy reaches out to you. Because I built a bridge for you which enables your return to me. Because I accomplished the act of salvation for all of you which redeemed the great guilt which was the cause of your wretched state. But you humans are not aware of the fact that you only live on earth for the purpose of changing your nature, that you are imperfect, thus wretched, and that you should become perfect again in order to attain unlimited beatitude. This imperfect earthly existence is enough for you. You don't want to lose it, and therefore you don't do anything yourselves to enter the bridge I have built in order to be able to reach me. You have no desire within yourselves for your true home because you are devoid of all realization of what you are in the beginning. And you would be able to gain this realization if only you decided to live a life of love on earth. Then you would also see the bridge and want to enter it. You would recognize and learn to understand me in my act of salvation. You would feel drawn to me because you would suddenly have the certainty that I alone can fetch you back into your Father's house. I shed my blood for all of you so that it should wash you clean from your guilt. You humans do not understand these words as long as you lack a life of love. Then both my human manifestation and my act of salvation are incomprehensible and doubtful to you. Then you cannot believe in me, because only love awakens faith to life. But you can perform works of love if only your will is good. But your will is free. However, the will can be stimulated to do good, to act well, to live a life of love. And this happens through the supply of my word. And thus you will understand that it is extremely necessary to address people again and again and to proclaim the teaching of love to them, which I preached on earth as the man Jesus. Only by addressing people can they be advised to make an effort to live a life of love, and only then can they gain faith and consciously come to me in Jesus Christ. Who accepts everyone because I died for everyone on the cross. But I cannot force people under my cross. And only those will ever come voluntarily who are of good will and not completely devoid of love. Although my blood has flowed for all people, not all people will come into the blessing of the act of salvation. For the human being's will itself must be willing to allow itself to be redeemed, and this means that it is to acknowledge me, that it has to take the path of its own free will to the cross, so that he entrusts himself to me in his weakness and inadequacy and appeals to me for help, so that he recognizes and confesses himself as guilty and demands to return to his God and Father again, from whom he once turned away of his own free will. He is to enter the bridge, i.e., he is to find the bond from this earth into the spiritual kingdom. He is to recognize that earth is not his home, he has to look for this home outside of earth, he has to recognize himself as a flawed creature and ask his creator to take care of him, he has to demand the child to the father. Then it will also have safely entered the bridge which I myself built through my crucifixion, and then the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ will also be fully recognized in his mission, because he himself is the bridge which leads to me, because the human being will then safely take the path to the cross and I can now also open the gate to beatitude for him. Amen.